This podcast is brought to you by BearRadio.net, eclectic gay music 24/7.
Greetings. Thanks for joining us here on Bear Soup. I'm Ron Serratia, and I'm hosting a friendly little get-together here in our huge backyard hot tub. Plenty of room for every bear. Just drop trow and drop that big hairy bod into the drink. You're just in time for Bear Soup. The background music that we're listening to is the soundtrack from the new movie Bear Cub, coming out on DVD. Here's a brief announcement from Bear Trek 2005. Hear ye, bears from all over the United States will converge on Danbury, Connecticut for Bear Trek 2005. April 29th to May 1st, produced by Steve-O. Meet and greet, vendors, bear bingo, grand gala dinner, bear soup pool party, and more. Raising money for AIDS-related community services. Reserve now. That's www.bear-trek.com. As mentioned before here on Bear Soup, on President's Day weekend, the Husbear and I spent a long, enjoyable week of hirsute pursuits at International Bear Rendezvous, IBR, hosted by the Furbulous Bears of San Francisco, BOSF. On Friday night at IBR, I helped coordinate BOSF, TLA Releasing, and Castro Bear Presents to hold a screening in the Ramada Ballroom of the acclaimed feature-length Spanish-language film Cachorro, or Bear Cub. Darwin Bebo, president of BOSF, welcomed the crowd of about 200 before the event. The IBR screening of the uncut version, you know those Spanish guys, was immensely popular. The audience certainly rejoiced in the movie's realistic depiction of bearish community. Bear culture, stated OSO-identified director Miguel Albaladejo in an El Mundo interview, has a very virile aesthetic that in principle transmits a very fatherly nature. The bears have created their own tender self-definition, which in every way generates a great deal of empathy. The sexual openness of bear culture permitted him to portray with greater honesty the central emotional conflict between bear and cub. The director's personal connection with the local bear community provided extras for some scenes. The film opens with Pedro, a single bear bachelor dentist living with HIV in an explicit steamy three-way with two buddies. This unexpected erotic opening sure was familiar enough territory for most bear men in the audience. It worked exactly like the sort of porn we've grown accustomed to watching over the past 15 years as the bear porn subgenre has bloomed. Albaladejo clearly wanted to arouse the audience in a very special way. The movie never returns to the rawness of the opening's sexual images, though. As soon as he can catch his breath, Pedro, played by the popular and oh-so-woofy straight Spanish actor José Luis García Pérez, cleans up his cock rings, cocktails, and cocaine after this little party, just moments before his 9-year-old nephew Bernardo and sister Violeta arrive. Bernardo is the smart, very hip cub of the movie title, played superbly by David Castillo, with subtle depth and sensitivity. He captured my attention from the moment he appeared on screen, and his believability carries the movie through shifting and complex issues of familial responsibility. One lovely detail I don't want you to miss. Immediately upon entering Pedro's apartment, Bernardo notices a wooden carving of a four-legged bear and crouches down to touch it. Pedro becomes the boy's unexpected custodian when Violeta is detained abroad on drug charges. Pedro is affectionate and responsible in his own bear community, yet desires to live alone without partnering, and now he must learn to manage both the predatory sexual adult and the nurturing, providing parent aspects of his daddydom. Bear Cub might be considered a mix between Three Men and a Baby and a typical buddy flick, but with much more fun and fur. As they face the challenges of an absent mom and a haughty and imposing grandmother, Pedro and Bernardo alternately must tell each other to buck up and stay strong. Bear Cub resonated for me personally in many ways, especially since taking a 2003 holiday in Barcelona, Sitges, and Madrid. My gracious and handsome bear host, Chavi, whom I interviewed for the book Bears on Bears, was listed specifically in the film credits, along with Mad Bears, the Madrid Bear Club. Chavi gave me a Barcelona t-shirt, the same as one worn in the movie by one of Pedro's pals. And just up the street from Madrid's Bear Bar, one camera angle on the sidewalk caught the exact spot where I met Jose, a furry and extremely well-hung deaf bear, and kissed passionately. Ah, but that's a story for another time. But the story of the men in Bear Cub resonated with my actual experience of bear communities as lived in Spain and around the world. What happens when the group of marginalized gay and bisexual men whom you identify with are depicted honestly? As the bisexual uncle of a possibly bisexual nephew, I strongly related to the story of Pedro's struggle. Bear Cub engages complex blood issues, family, community, HIV, and gay custodial rights in consistently unexpected and unsentimental ways in a context that will speak to most Bear Soup listeners. Toward the end, the film's time sequence and narration style bump around, but the final scene of the story unfolds with masculine grace. I couldn't help but compare Bernardo's character development to that of the four-legged bear cub in Jean-Jacques Annaud's live-action man-on-bear nature film, The Bear. Your homework: watch these two along with the obviously tamer 2004 Disney animated flick Brother Bear, strictly for academic comparison, of course. One shot taken in silhouette of Bernardo and Pedro in the same bed reminded me of a shot of the four-legged bear and cub in Annaud and one in Brother Bear. Simple expressions of bear brotherhood, unclehood, daddyhood. Get the uncut version of Bear Cub on DVD from TLA Releasing. Don't even think of missing it, buddy boy. Following Saturday evening dinner at IPR, the crowd was treated to a hilarious performance by America's favorite beauty shop quartet, the Kinsey Six, performing their latest, mostly politically oriented CD, I Wanna Be a Republican. The Dragapella musical group was presented by Darwin Bebo with a poster for the movie Kinsey, a movie you really must go see too, personally signed by Bill Condon, the director. Four Kinsey Sixes are some of the ugliest drag queens you'll ever meet, but man, can they sing it and sling it. Their show was so playful and interactive with the bear crowd, every bear was pissing his pants. Oops! If you haven't already checked out these Chicks with Shticks, find out more at kinseysicks.com. All in all, IBR 2005 was a great week for us.
God bless America, do-do-do-do, plan as I love, do-do-do-do, make her whiter, blue-eyed her, to the right with a thousand points of light from above.
I wanna be a Republican. I wanna be a Republican.
I don't advocate cruelty to animals, especially creatures big enough to tear me limb from hairy limb. But here's a bit about how to tell the species of a four-legged bear you are looking at. Go over to the bear, kick him hard in his furry behind, and run up a nearby tree. If he climbs the tree and eats you, he's a black bear. If he knocks the tree down and eats you, he's a grizzly. And always remember, as they say, tu modo ursum edis, tu modo ursus edit. Sometimes you eat the bear, sometimes the bear eats you. Take care. Thanks for dropping into the Bear Soup Hot Tub. This is your host, Ron Suresha.
You have been listening to Bear Soup. Send your questions and comments to bearsoup@bearradio.net.